ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड गजेंद्रास प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर। श्री गजेंद्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्मै यतायेतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषायादिबीजाय परेशायाभि धीमहि। श्री ऑफ द एलिफेंट्स गजेंद्र सेड, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Person, Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because of him, this material body acts due to the presence of spirit. And he is therefore the root cause of everyone. He is worshipable for such exalted persons as Brahma and Shiva. And he has entered the heart of every living being. Let me meditate upon him. Purport by his divine grace, Srila Yeshi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words etach chidatmakam are very important. The material body certainly consists only of material elements. But when one awakens to Krishna conscious understanding, the body is no longer material but spiritual. The material body is meant for sense enjoyment, whereas the spiritual body engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, a devotee who engages in the service of the Supreme Lord and who constantly thinks of him should never be considered to have a material body. It is therefore enjoined, Gurushu Naramati, one should stop thinking of the spiritual master as an ordinary human being with a material body. Archya Vishnu Shiladhi, everyone knows that the deity in the temple is made of stone, but to think that the deity is merely stone is an offense. Similarly, to think that the body of the spiritual master consists of material ingredients is offensive. Atheists think that devotees foolishly worship a stone statue as God and an ordinary man as the Guru. The fact is, however, that by the grace of Krishna's omnipotence, the so-called stone statue of the deity is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the body of the spiritual master is directly spiritual. A pure devotee who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service should be understood to be situated in the transcendental platform. Sa gunan samati tetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Let us therefore offer our obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose mercy so-called material things also become spiritual when they are engaged in spiritual activity. Omkara Pranava is the symbolic sound representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho Brahmanastri Vidaha Smritaha. The three words Om Tat Sat immediately invoke the Supreme Person. Therefore Krishna says that he is Omkara in all the Vedic mantras, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. The Vedic mantras are pronounced beginning with Omkara to indicate immediately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, begins with the words Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. There is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, and Omkara, Pranava. We should be careful to understand that Omkara does not indicate anything nirakar or formless. Indeed, this verse immediately says, Om Namo Bhagavate, Bhagavan is a person. Thus, Omkar is a representation of the Supreme Person. Omkar is not meant to be impersonal, as the Mayavadi philosophers consider it to be. This is distinctly expressed here by the word Purushaya. The Supreme Truth addressed by Omkar is Purusha, the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. Unless he is a person, how can he control the great stalwart controllers of the universe? Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are the supreme controllers of the universe. But Lord Vishnu is offered obeisances even by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Therefore, this verse uses the word Pareshaya, which indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by exalted demigods. Pareshaya means Parameshwara. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are Ishwaras, great controllers, but Lord Vishnu is Parameshwara, the supreme controller. Hare Krishna. Today we have begun with Gajendra's prayers. These are wonderful prayers. And since today is also the appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi, we can briefly describe her glories and also learn how to pray and offer our prayers to the Supreme Lord. Today, this most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi, we'll discuss briefly the personality of Lalita Devi, and we'll also learn about how in Kali Yuga we can access the mercy of Srimati Lalita Devi and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has taught us in Parampara that there is no higher philosophical truth or understanding than that of the love of the gopis for Krishna. Actually, every living entity, from the insignificant ant to Lord Brahma, everybody is actually seeking ecstatic love for Krishna. Prema Pumarto Mahan. There is no goal higher than developing love for Krishna. Save pumsam paro dharmo eto bhakti radokshaje ahetuki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati. That love which is uninterrupted and unmotivated, that is the highest. And that alone can satisfy the self completely. But what has happened now is that in forgetfulness of this relationship, we are in this material world and we are trying to experience this ecstasy through sense gratification. Or a little advanced, somebody may do karma kand, wanting sense gratification in heavenly planets. Or somebody may accept the process of jnana kand and want to merge in the Brahman. Or somebody may desire mystic perfections through Ashtanga Yoga. But this eternal love for Radha and Krishna, which is dormant in our hearts, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shavanade Shuddha Chitte Koroye Udai, this will be awakened only by the practice of pure devotional service, by associating with devotees, hearing, chanting. And this pure devotional service for Krishna can be at different planes. We have discussed many times on how the highest plane is the Vaikuntha plane, the spiritual plane, where there is love for Krishna in awe and reverence. But higher than that is the Goloka platform, where there is Kevala Bhakti, which is devoid of any awe and reverence, pure love in five rasas. And of which Madhurya Ras is the culmination, the highest, which is the love for Radha and Krishna, love of Radha and Krishna. And the gopis' love for Krishna is considered to be the highest. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that gopis are the topmost devotees of Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. The greatest, the footsteps of gopis we are following. Because they are the topmost devotees, because they offer everything for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And of all the gopis, the most intimate in assisting Srimati Radharani in her pastimes with Krishna is Lalita and Vishakha. All other gopis, they serve under the direction and under the blessing of Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi. Lalita Devi appeared at Uncha Gaon, which is near Barsana. Her complexion is said to be brilliant gold color, Gorochana. And she wears a dress of peacock feathers. And she is the Shiksha Guru for not only all the gopis, but also for Srimati Radharani. And her life and soul is to make wonderful arrangements for Sri Sri Radha and Gopinath, so that they can enjoy their spiritual pastimes. And as we can see in the altar, Lalita Devi's special service is she makes tambula offerings for the Lord's pleasure. And unlimited gopis are engaged by Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi in pure devotional service. And Lalita Sakhi, she actually is the most prominent maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes, in great love, she even chastises Krishna. Rupa Goswami says that if Lalita Sakhi sees even one drop of perspiration at the lotus feet of Radharani or Krishna, then her eagerness, her enthusiasm would be like as if she is accepting 10,000 bodies to remove that one droplet, one drop of perspiration. She would be so enthusiastic for service. Therefore, her life and soul, our only purpose of existence is to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna. Having spoken this, we should also understand that to enter these pastimes of Vrindavan, we cannot imitate the gopis. Actually, for a long time I had this question in mind that we often hear, we should not imitate the gopis, we should not imitate the Goswamis, rather we should follow their footsteps. So I wondered what is the difference, and I was recently hearing one class by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, and in response to somebody's question, he gave a brilliant answer on the difference between the two. Imitation is self-explanatory, we know. Imitation is we try to be like that person. Externally we do what the other person is doing, that is imitation. But Maharaj explained, following the footsteps means doing two things. If you do two things, then we are following the footsteps of these great acharyas or the gopis. The first thing we have to do is, if we are aspiring to follow the footsteps of Lalita Sakhi or gopis, the first step we have to do, Maharaj said, is we have to understand their personality, their love for Krishna, their selflessness, their dedication. So we have to understand by constantly hearing their glories. This is one way of following the footsteps of great souls. That is, understand their pastimes, understand their selflessness, their love for Krishna. The second step is to be the servant of these great souls whom we are aspiring to follow the footsteps of. So in other words, so if we want to be, we want to follow the footsteps of gopis, then we have to serve the servants of those devotees who are serving the gopis of Vrindavan. So that way we are following the footsteps. And we have to also understand their pastimes. Srila Prabhupada personally installed the deities of Lalita and Vishakha in Juhu, ISKCON, and in Vrindavan. And also he desired and directed this for Mayapur also. In Mayapur we have Ashtasakhis. But again, the point is, understanding these pastimes, we cannot artificially do it through concoction of mind, through speculation. We have to follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas who are serving Radha and Krishna by following their instructions, by following the footsteps of their predecessor acharyas. And Vrindavan Leela is very, very high, and it is supposed to be most confidential. And our problem is, we are products of Kali Yuga. Means we are very, very fallen. But there is a bigger disqualification than being fallen. And that is, in Kali Yuga there is a great tendency for hypocrisy. I think a few days back Sridhama Prabhu was very graphically explaining how hypocrisy attacks us. Because as devotees we are always speaking high philosophy. We are preaching and we are speaking, you know, we are not the body or the soul, and we are speaking about love for Krishna. So constantly speaking high philosophy makes us subtly think that we are actually on that platform, although we are far, far away from that platform. And we start assuming that I am very advanced, I am more advanced than what actually I am. And thus, there is a lot of scope for hypocrisy. And therefore, because of this tendency in Kali Yuga, it is very dangerous for us to jump into these pastimes and these topics. It's like drinking poison. Of course, at the same time, we have to approach Radha and Krishna. But we have to approach them through proper channels of grace, of mercy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he received the mercy and shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami. He came to Vrindavan because of Nityananda Prabhu. But what does he say? In Vrindavan, he says, I got shelter of Radha Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. But more importantly, I got shelter of the six Goswamis. So he wants the shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Mopa Pishta Anilena Shri Vrindavan Moena Adhame Dilo Shri Rupa Charan. I am a papi. I am the greatest of all sinful persons. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, I got shelter in Vrindavan. But more importantly, I got shelter of Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. And what did I get more? Yaha hoite painu raghu nath mahashay. Yaha hoite painu shri swarupa ashray. And in Vrindavan, I got the shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami. And through Raghunath Das Goswami, I got shelter of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. So basically, he says that by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I could get refuge under the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami. Through Raghunath Das Goswami's mercy, I got shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And it is only by the causeless mercy of Swarup Damodar Goswami that I could understand the transcendental nature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the mercy, causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am able to understand Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Therefore, no sincere devotee would dare to directly approach Radha and Krishna because it is very high and confidential. And these pastimes can be understood only by those who are free from lust, envy, and all the anarthas. That's only the beginning. Actually, the love for Krishna, there has to be love for Krishna in the heart, and then the Vrindavan Leela of the gopis we can start hearing, and by their grace we can actually appreciate. And for us in Kali Yuga, Radha and Krishna, or Krishna has descended in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gatavutu Chaitanyakyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So Lord Krishna has appeared in the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And is giving us Ujjwala Rasa, is giving us entrance into the conjugal loving relationship of Radha and Krishna. And all associates of Radha and Krishna have also descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Why? To make Vrindavan Leela understandable and approachable by all the common man of Kali Yuga and all neophytes like ourselves. We also can appreciate and we can make our life successful. We can also understand the Brijvasi's love for Radha and Krishna. And Lalita and Vishakha have come in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Ramananda Rai. So the internal purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent is, externally he came to spread the holy name, and internal purpose is to understand the love of Radharani. And this mood of Lord Chaitanya has been revealed to all of us through Lalita Sakhi, who has incarnated as Swarup Damodar Goswami. Damodara Swarupa Prema Rasa Murtiman Yanra Sange Hoila Vraja Madura Rasa Gyan. Kaviraj Goswami says, Swarup Damodar is Prema Rasa Murtiman, he is the personification of love for Krishna. And Yanra Sange Hoila Vraja Madura Rasa Gyan, the knowledge about this conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, we can learn from the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And what knowledge we have of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What are the sources? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal. And what is the foundation of these writings? The karchas, or the diaries of Murari Gupta, who recorded Lord Chaitanya's early pastimes. And then we have Swarup Damodar Goswami's diaries, through which all the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya, which were exhibited in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya went more and more internal in his mood of Radharani. All these have been revealed to us through the diaries of Swarup Damodar Goswami, which was recorded by Raghunath Das Goswami, who gave classes in Radhakund, and Kaviraj Goswami heard it. So we can see how Swarup Damodar Goswami is a very critically responsible for all of us to understand and know about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. It is said Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 very confidential associates in Jagannath Puri. Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Shikimayati, and his exalted sister Madhavi Devi. So therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami is most confidential principal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So today we can discuss briefly the pastimes that he performed with Lord Chaitanya and thus seek his mercy so that we can get entrance into understanding of the glories of Radha and Krishna and their associates. Swarup Damodar Goswami appeared as a resident of Navadvip. He was named Purushottam Acharya. He was a very intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya. And at the age of 24, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas out of his compassion for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. So when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Purushottam Acharya, he went mad in transcendental anxiety and ecstasy. And in separation from the Lord, he became so obsessed that he ran to Varanasi and he took sannyas from Chaitanya Anand Bharati and he got the name Swarup. Now, this was, he didn't know what he was doing. He was feeling so much separation from Lord Chaitanya. Nishchinta Krishna Bajibe Yaito Karane Unma Deko Rilate Na Sanyasa Grahane. He wanted to exclusively serve Radha and Krishna. And Unmada Kurila, he became obsessed in a great transcendental frenzy. He just ran and took sannyas. But very interesting point, we can learn so many lessons from the pastimes of Swarup Damodar Goswami. As sadhakas, there is so much we can learn. And this is the first lesson, that he took sannyas. But interestingly, he did not accept any of the external formalities of sannyas. He didn't accept the danda, the saffron cloth, or even the sannyas, one of the 10 sannyas names that they give in Shankara Sampradaya. He retained his brahmachari name because he did not want respect and did not want external benefits of sannyas. So he was very, very humble. And he heard that his intimate associate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri. So he came to Puri, but he heard that Lord Chaitanya has gone to South India. So he stayed in seclusion. Although he was a great scholar, he didn't speak to anybody, anything. He kept quiet. And then eventually 2 years later when Lord Chaitanya returned, Swarup Damodar Goswami went to Gambhira and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and offered wonderful prayers. And he said, "Oh Lord Chaitanya, O ocean of mercy, O limitless ocean of mercy, please let there be awakening of your mercy and your love in my heart. And by your mercy, all quarrel and hypocrisy of Kali Yuga can be vanquished. By your mercy, all conditioned souls can be delivered. And your mercy conquers all inauspiciousness." So like this, he offered wonderful prayers and he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him and bathed him with his tears of love. And Lord Chaitanya very lovingly said, "I had a dream that you will come to me soon. And now you have come. Actually, previously I was blind. But by your coming here, my dear Swarup Damodar, my vision has been restored." Actually, his name was Swarup because he used to sing beautiful with beautiful sweetness. Mahaprabhu gave him a name Damodar. So he became Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar, what was his response to Lord Chaitanya saying this, that you have restored my vision? He said, "No, my dear Lord, I have actually been very offensive. Please excuse my offenses. I became mad. Like a madman, I gave up your company and went to another country." Actually, Lord Chaitanya went. But he is feeling so much separation from the Lord. "Tumara charane mora nai prema lesha tuma chadi papi mui geu anya desha. I have not even lesha, not even a drop of love towards your lotus feet. And what is the proof that I don't have any love? I left your association and went to another country. But you are so merciful that you have not given me up. Although I have given you up, you have not given me up. And what is the proof? Muhi toma chadilu tumi more na chadila kripa pasha gale bandi charane anila. I gave you up, but you did not give me up. And the proof is, by the rope of your mercy, you have dragged me back here to Jagannath Puri." So saying like this, he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And then he took shelter of all the other associates of Lord Chaitanya, like Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Jagadanand Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He became close friends with all of them. And Mahaprabhu provided him a secluded place for doing bhajan. And it is said, Swarup Damodar Goswami, there was no limit to his scholarship. When he would speak, it was as if Brihaspati, Sakshat Brihaspati, the spiritual preceptor of the demigods, was speaking. And he had such artistic musical talent that Mahaprabhu would go into ecstasy as soon as Swarup Damodar would start singing. And yet, Swarup Damodar Goswami's speciality was he would render humble, menial service. This is actually the opulence of a devotee. And this is the only opulence that pleases Krishna. And it is explained that even if devotees have other opulences, like singing ability or speaking ability, that pleases Krishna only to the extent it is offered with humility. And Swarup Damodar Goswami had this talent, had this ability, and because of his humble service attitude, he pleased the Lord. And his main service was he would arrange for the Lord's prasad, his bathing, rest of the Lord, massage. Very enthusiastic, and his biggest enthusiasm was to serve prasad to Lord and Lord's devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got two books from South India. One from near Satara, Krishna Veni River, he got Krishna Kanramrut of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And he also got from Adikeshav Temple, Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter. So both these books, after getting it to Puri, he gave this to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And all the devotees from Bengal wanted to copy these books. And that time they didn't have, you know, photocopy or printout system. So they actually wrote down. The devotees are so eager that they copied all these books, both these books by hand. Like we heard about the Russian devotees. When Shamsundar Prabhu took the first Prabhupada's book to Russia, devotees were so enthusiastic. So this is the enthusiasm we see in Gaur Leela, you know, enthusiasm for service, enthusiasm to associate with devotees, eagerness to serve. So this is actually the mood of Gaur Leela. And Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai became best of friends, because that was the reunion of Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi. And then there is this very famous pastime of Rathyatra. Before Rathyatra, the Gundicha cleaning of the Gundicha temple. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan, or our heart. And we want to invite the Lord, so the heart has to be cleansed. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally cleansed the Gundicha temple. After cleaning all the dust, Mahaprabhu then began with all his associates to clean the finer particles of dust. Then they started cleaning the Gundicha temple with water. And it is said, Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, his tears sometimes would be more than the water. That much he would be crying while cleaning Gundicha temple. And as he was cleaning the Gundicha temple, one intelligent Bengali Vaishnava, what did he do? He quietly came from behind and he took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Charanamrut. The water that had washed Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, he took that and he drank. Mahaprabhu saw that and internally was happy, but to set proper standards of Vaishnava etiquette and behavior, he didn't chastise that Vaishnava directly. He just turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he told him, just see what your Gaudiya Vaishnava has done. And he told Swarup Damodar that, my dear Swarup Damodar, in the Lord's temple, he has implicated me in a very serious offense. And like that, he chastised that devotee through Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami immediately, he threw out that Vaishnava out of the Gundicha temple. And then he came inside and begged forgiveness from Lord Chaitanya. So through this pastime, two important points have been established for all of us to meditate upon and understand. First, Mahaprabhu telling Swarup Damodar Goswami that, just see what your Gaudiya Vaishnava has done. This means all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. They are under his care. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is basically establishing the parampara system. We are all under him. And secondly, we have also disgraced the Lord by our rebellion. But when pure devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami and his representatives, they make an appeal to the Lord on our behalf, then we get Lord's mercy. Therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami has a very special position. He is the foremost Acharya. And when he and his representatives pray for us, then we have some hope. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed that Brahmana later on with great affection because Swarup Damodar had appealed on his behalf. So this is a very, very instructive pastime for all of us. So on this special day, we can pray to Swarup Damodar Goswami, knowing that he is the main person who can give us mercy. We are in his parampara. After the Gundicha cleansing, there was Prasadam festival, Prasadam, honoring of Prasadam. And Swarup Damodar Goswami himself, he was a Prasadam serving in charge. He would organize nice teams to serve Prasadam. Mahaprabhu himself served. But then devotees refused to take Prasadam unless he started honoring Prasadam. So then Mahaprabhu sat down. And Mahaprabhu would feel great joy to see Vaishnavas honoring Prasad. And he knew exactly which devotee liked which item more. So he would call Swarup Damodar and tell him, and he would order him, Swarup Damodar, look at him, give him more shak, give him more, malpua, give him more rasgulla. So like that, Mahaprabhu would tell Swarup Damodar Goswami to give the favorite item of each of the devotees. And Mahaprabhu himself would eat only plain rice. And what would happen at that time, Jagadanand Pandit would come with fancy rice, and he loved the Lord, and he wanted the Lord to honor. And Mahaprabhu would be afraid of Jagadanand Pandit because Jagadanand Pandit sometimes would get so upset that he would start fasting. So Mahaprabhu was afraid that he may start fasting. But at the same time, he didn't want to eat opulent items. So he would tell Jagadanand Pandit, no. Very smilingly he would say, no. And then Jagadanand Pandit would say, no, please take. And Mahaprabhu would say, no. He would say, please. And like this, he would serve Prasad. And Mahaprabhu would be honoring. Sarvam Bhattacharya was so happy seeing this. Because he had been converted, he was now a devotee, Vaishnava, and he was seeing this wonderful loving exchange that he was just smiling in bliss. This is the ecstasy of Gaur Leela. And then the Rath Yatra began, and during Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu had divided all the devotees into 7 groups. The first group, and each group had a lead singer and a lead dancer. So in the first group, Swarup Damodar Goswami was the lead singer, and Advaita Acharya was the lead dancer. So like that, there were different groups. In the second group, there was Srivas Thakur was the lead singer, Nityanand Prabhu was the lead dancer. Then there was Mukunda Dutt who was leading the singing in the third group. And Haridas Thakur was dancing. So like that, and there are groups from Kulinagram, Shikanda, Shantipur, and Achyutananda. So all of these devotees were singing, dancing. And in great ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started singing songs of separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, which to a common man may appear to be like a mundane love song. Because that was explaining Srimati Radharani's separation from Krishna. And only one person could understand this. And that was Swarup Damodar Goswami. Actually, that's why Kaviraj Goswami writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Swarup Damodar Goswami's senses are identical to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Whenever, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood would be, Swarup Damodar Goswami would echo it through his songs and through his ragas singing. And on Hira Panchami day, a very interesting pastime took place when Srivas Thakur, actually Swarup Damodar Goswami started explaining the sweetness of Vrindavan, and he was non-stop glorifying Vrindavan, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srivas Thakur, in the mood of Narad Muni, he turned to Swarup Damodar and said, what is your Vrindavan? He turned to Swarup Damodar. And what Vrindavan is simply few leaves and there are few cows, pasturing grounds, there's a gunja plant, there are simple ordinary trees, and there are gopis who are simply boiling milk. But Vaikuntha is the place of opulence, where my goddess Lakshmiji, she is residing on a golden throne, she's sitting on a golden throne, which is bedecked with jewels. That is my lord, my goddess. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this exchange and he smiled and he said, oh Srivas, Narad Muni's mood is affecting you to create controversy. But our Swarup Damodar, he is a simple person. He is from Vrindavan. He just knows pure devotional service. He doesn't know anything about Vaikuntha's opulences. And then he called upon Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami began to speak in beautiful, choice poetry. He said, O Srivas Thakur, you are covered by the opulences of Vaikuntha. You have forgotten the sweetness of Vrindavan. The Vrindavan's opulences is, it is a limitless ocean of sweetness, and Vaikuntha does not even match one drop of it. Vrindavan, yes, there are simple leaves and stones, but these are not ordinary stones, these are touchstones. And every particle of dust in Vrindavan is Chintamani. It is more precious than all the jewels put together of Vaikuntha. And in Vrindavan, yes, there are trees, but they are not ordinary trees. They are desired trees. All our spiritual aspirations will be fulfilled in Vrindavan. And the Brajavasis, they don't desire anything. They simply want to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna. And in Vrindavan, yes, there are only cows, but they are Kamadenu cows. All speech in Vrindavan is song of love. All activities is ecstatic dance. All water is ambrosial nectar. Krishna is eternally playing his flute. These are the opulences of Vrindavan. So when Swarup Damodar was describing the sweetness of Vrindavan, Srivas Thakur went into ecstasy. He started clapping his armpits, started jumping, started laughing, and started dancing. And seeing him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic and he started dancing. And Swarup Damodar Goswami began an ecstatic kirtan. And Mahaprabhu kept dancing hour after hour. And while dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling Swarup Damodar, go on singing the glories of Vrindavan. And the devotees were dancing. Now, devotees got tired after some time. But they couldn't stop dancing. And they couldn't continue dancing. So after 4 hours of ecstatic chanting, dancing, then Swarup Damodar quietly went and told Mahaprabhu that, my dear Lord, all the devotees are tired. So then Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness. So in Jagannath Puri, this is how the pastimes would take place. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Mahaprabhu, all the devotees do have ecstatic kirtans. And Mahaprabhu would associate closely with three devotees who manifested three very special qualities. There is Paramananda Puri, who was immersed in ecstatic love for Krishna in meditation, in Smaranam. Mahaprabhu would experience a lot of ecstasy in his association. And there was Gadadhar Pandit, who would be always reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu would hear Bhagavatam from him. And Swarup Damodar Goswami would always be singing glories of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu would spend hours with each of these three. And the melody, the sweetness and the tone of Swarup Damodar singing, Kaviraj Goswami says, is unfathomable. Mahaprabhu would forget everything. Once when Swarup Damodar Goswami began kirtan, Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic that he ran. He ran and jumped into a dry, dark, abandoned well. He just jumped into that well and all the devotees were scared. They were shocked. They said, Lord Chaitanya has fallen into this deep well. And in great anxiety, they ran towards the well and they saw that Lord was not at all injured. The whole well was filled up with soft butter. And Lord Mahaprabhu was floating on that butter. This was the power of Swarup Damodar's kirtan. Swarup Damodar Goswami also would make personal arrangements for Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attempting to go to Vrindavan, he refused to take an assistant with him, saying that last time I took Kala Krishna Das and he abandoned me, so I don't want any assistant. And then all devotees are saying, no, you should take. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami arranged for Vallabhadra Bhattacharya. He's a nice person, take him. So he was arranging for the Lord's entourage also. Can you imagine how close he was and how he was managing everything for Lord Chaitanya. And in one Rathyatra, when Lord Chaitanya sang this beautiful song of separation, nobody understood except Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Rupa Goswami also understood. And he wrote a commentary on it and put it on his hut, in his place at Siddha Bakul. And Mahaprabhu saw it. And Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. And the first thing he did was, he went to Swarup Damodar and asked him, Mora antar varta rupa janila kemone, Swarup kahe jani kripa kariyacha apune. Mahaprabhu asked, how does Rupa Goswami know my heart? How has he written like this? And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, my dear Lord, he knows your heart because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. He said, yes, Prabhu kahe, yo amai prayaga milila, yogya patra jani hiyai kripata hoila. I met him at Prayag. I saw Rupa Goswami is perfectly qualified because of his humility and therefore I have bestowed upon him my causeless mercy by which he can understand my heart. And then a very, very important event took place. Mahaprabhu then turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he instructed Rupa Goswami to learn the science of transcendental mellows, the rasa gyan, from Swarup Damodar Goswami. So we are all Rupanugas. We are following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami has been personally trained by Swarup Damodar Goswami in the science of rasas. So this is the position of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. In Vrindavan also, in Jagannath Puri, there was a very, very simple-hearted devotee. Very simple devotee called Bhagwan Acharya. And his brother, Gopal Bhattacharya, studied under Mayavadis in Varanasi. And he came to Jagannath Puri. And he wanted to show his poetry to Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar Goswami chastised Bhagwan Acharya. He said, Bhagwan Acharya, you have lost your intelligence. You are very eager to hear Mayavad. You don't understand. Mayavad is simply word jugglery. It can confuse even great souls. So Bhagwan Acharya said, but my dear Swarup Damodar Goswami, we are devotees. We will not be affected by Mayavad. We are pakka devotees, you know. So even if there is little tinge of Mayavad, we will not be affected. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, no. He is so careful. He said, even if you are not affected, a devotee's heart breaks to hear the impersonal and Mayavad commentary. We should not hear. So like this, he chastises lovingly Bhagwan Acharya, and Bhagwan Acharya then sends his brother back to Varanasi. He doesn't hear. So this is actually a very important point. Swarup Damodar Goswami was simple, very kind-hearted, but he had perfect discrimination about truth and illusion. Sometimes we think simple means we are very naive, foolish, you know. And that naivety goes in the name of simplicity. Swarup Damodar was simple, but very, he had tremendous discrimination. And another occasion, Bhagwan Acharya again encouraged one other Bengali devotee who came and who had composed a drama on Lord Jagannath. But again, all the devotees would, anything anybody composed, if it had to be offered to Lord Chaitanya, first Swarup Damodar would be screening it. He was a screening committee. Nothing could go to Lord Chaitanya without Swarup Damodar Goswami approving it. That was his position. And Mahaprabhu would become very unhappy. He would be very hurt if somebody would deviate philosophically. Gita Shloka Grantha Kavitva Yai Kare Ane Pratama Shunaye Sei Swarupe Rastane. Anybody composes any poetry, song, scripture, poem, everything first Swarup Damodar has to approve. So this Brahman had composed a drama, and Bhagwan Acharya kept telling Swarup Damodar, please hear it, approve it. Once you approve it, only then we will present it to Lord Chaitanya. So finally Swarup Damodar agreed and he heard. So this Brahman narrated, he said, and in his poem he had composed that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is moving Supreme Personality of Godhead and he has brought life to non-moving Jagannath. So everybody said, excellent poem, they thought very beautiful. But Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was alert, he said, can you explain? He started interrogating him, asking questions, and finally exposed this poetry to be Mayavad. And he explained how this is incorrect. He would ask questions and then he said, you are saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body and soul is different? Lord Jagannath's body and soul is different, that his body has to be given life? This is offensive. And after correcting him, chastising him, this man, he realized his mistake, and all other devotees realized Swarup Damodar is right. They fell at this Brahman fell at the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was chastised, but look at Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was very, very kind-hearted. Tara dukkha deki swarup sadaya hriday upadesha kaila tare echa hita hoy sadaya hriday. Swarup Damodar had a very, very kind heart. So then he encouraged the same Brahman who had composed an incorrect composition by telling him that it's okay, you are actually very fortunate that you have composed this glorification of Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because although there is a technical mistake, your intentions are right and Goddess Saraswati has spoken through you. So he gave the example of how Jarasandha and Shishupal criticized Krishna, but Goddess Saraswati, actually if you consider the words, it can be glorification of Krishna also. So similarly, your composition is good. And Swarup Damodar encouraged him. So, and he cried a lot of tears and he begged forgiveness. He understood his mistake. And because of his humility, Swarup Damodar then took him to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And this devotee never left Jagannath Puri again. He became an intimate associate of Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the Vaishnavas. So we can see how Swarup Damodar Goswami was very powerful in transforming hearts. He had discrimination, he would chastise, he would appreciate, and also he had a lot of compassion. One of the most illustrious devotees who stayed in Jagannath Puri is the great Vaishnava Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was the son of a multi-billionaire. And Mahaprabhu entrusted him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Mahaprabhu said there are three Raghunaths in Puri, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Vaidya, and Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. And Raghunath Das Goswami would never approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. He would always approach Lord Chaitanya through Swarup Damodar. Now it's interesting, Raghunath Das Goswami is Prayojan Acharya. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Prayojana means by whose mercy we can understand our relationship with, loving relationship with Krishna. And the Prayojan Acharya, who is supposed to be teaching us how to awaken our loving relationship with Krishna, is teaching us by his example this Gopi Bhav. And what is this Gopi Bhav? To be servant of Lord Chaitanya. So he is teaching by his example that we have to be servant of the Lord. And once he approached Lord Chaitanya through Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar Goswami said, Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das has some questions. He is asking that he has left home, he has renounced everything, but he doesn't know why. He wants to know the duty of the one in renounced order. And what was Mahaprabhu's answer? Mahaprabhu said, Swarup Damodar knows more than me. He is more competent to answer your question. But still, because you have asked me, I will tell you that Gramya Katana Shunibe, Gramya Vartana Koibe, Balana Kaibe or Balana Puribe. Amani Manadahana Krishnanam Sada Lobe, Brajerada Krishna Seva, Manase Kuribe. One in the renounced order should not do prajalpa, should not hear prajalpa, should not eat luxuriant food, should not wear opulent clothes. He should always worship Radha and Krishna, not expecting any respect, and always constantly chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. After saying this, Mahaprabhu then turned to Swarup Damodar and told Raghunath Das Goswami, for details on this, for explanations on this, please consult Swarup Damodar. So Mahaprabhu personally also arranged Govardhan Shila Gunjumala for Raghunath Das Goswami, and Swarup Damodar arranged the paraphernalia for worship of this. So this is the position of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And one very, very nice quality is, when Chota Haridas was banished by Lord, Swarup Damodar would meet him every day regularly and give him prasad and assure him, don't worry, Lord Chaitanya will forgive you, be patient. For a long time, Swarup Damodar was giving him prasad, taking care of him. And eventually in the pastime, we know Chota Haridas commits suicide. And once when devotees were in the beach and they heard sound of voice of Chota Haridas singing beautiful kirtan, all the devotees concluded it is a ghost. But Swarup Damodar very emphatically said, no, this is nonsense. It's not a ghost. How can Chota Haridas be a ghost? He's an associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's such a wonderful devotee. He has rendered wonderful services. And he left his body in the dham. He is in his spiritual form, giving pleasure to the Lord. And then all the devotees understood. So basically, Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand what is the truth. And he could also reveal it to the whole world. So about Chota Haridas' position, he revealed. And last 12 years, Mahaprabhu spent in Jagannath Puri. His constant associates were Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. In the daytime, Mahaprabhu would externally be little, he would be distracted by the kirtan, by associating with devotees, by honoring prasad. But in the night time, he would go very internal. He would be very, very deeply immersed in the separation of Krishna. And he would be crying incessantly and he would be unstoppable. And just like in Vrindavan, when Krishna would be feeling intense separation from Radharani, Subal would pacify Krishna. Similarly here in Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Rai would pacify Lord Chaitanya with sweet Krishna Katha. And just like in Vrindavan, when Srimati Radharani would feel separation from Krishna, Lalita Sakhi would pacify Srimati Radharani. Similarly here, Swarup Damodar Goswami would give solace to Lord Chaitanya by singing beautiful songs composed by Jayadev Goswami, Chandidas and Vidyapati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be so ecstatic in Gambira that once Mahaprabhu, while they were walking in the beach in the night time, Mahaprabhu saw the full moon glistening on the sea's surface. He thought it is Yamuna and he ran towards the sea and he jumped. And the devotees were panicking, where is Mahaprabhu? They were looking for him. And Mahaprabhu, they thought, has drowned in the sea. But he actually came in the net of a fisherman. And that fisherman thought he's caught a big fish. And he took the body of Lord Chaitanya. But actually Lord Chaitanya was in ecstatic trance. And he touched Lord Chaitanya's body and he became ecstatic. And he started non-stop chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. He just couldn't stop. And meanwhile, Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the search party, they, the lantern, they were searching for Lord Chaitanya everywhere. And finally, they came in the east direction. They saw one fisherman is chanting, hurry, 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 hurry. So then they got a hint. Maybe he knows where Mahaprabhu is. So they asked him, have you seen Lord Chaitanya? What has happened to you? He said, I caught a big fish. Every night I catch. But this was actually a dead body, a corpse. And as soon as I touched it, this body has been haunted by a ghost. And the ghost is now haunting me. And what will happen to me? What will happen to my family? I'm going to die because of this ghost. And no ghost attacks me because I chant Narsingha Mantra. Because every night I go for fishing. But when I chant Narsingha Mantra, I'm more double haunted by this ghost. I chant more. So then Swarup Damodar Goswami understood that this is Lord Chaitanya. He told him, this is Lord Chaitanya. Let us see him. He said, no, no, no. This is not Lord Chaitanya. I know Lord Chaitanya. He has a beautiful body, but this is deformed body. Then Swarup Damodar explained, no, how in ecstasy Mahaprabhu's body would be deformed. His limbs and joints would be separated. His body would become longish. And then he became... Then actually what Swarup Damodar Goswami did, he put his hand on this fisherman's head lovingly. Very lovingly, Swarup Damodar Goswami told him, I am an exorcist. I can remove ghosts. Ami boda oja jani bhuta chada ila mantra podi shri asta dila tahare mata ila. What he did, he took his hand on this fisherman's head and lovingly placed it and said, I am an exorcist. I will drive away the ghost. And then after caressing his forehead, then he tightly slapped him. Teen chapad mari kahe bhuta palaila bayana paiya boli sustira kurila. He slapped him 3 times and said, now the ghost has gone. Now take me to Lord Chaitanya. So he became somewhat pacified. So then they saw Lord Chaitanya's body and Swarup Damodar Goswami led an ecstatic kirtan. Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness and lamented that why have you brought me back from Vrindavan? I was with Krishna and gopis in the Ras Leela. So this was the mood of Lord Chaitanya. And then finally, after spending a lot of time with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai for many years, then Mahaprabhu ended his pastime by entering into Nithyananda Gopinath Diti. And then soon after, during Rath Yatra, Swarup Damodar Goswami also ended his pastimes. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, in great transcendental separation, went to Govardhan to end his life. But Rupa and Sanatan, they requested him to stay with them and speak Gaur Leela. And that's where he spoke morning and evening for hours on Lord Chaitanya. And one elderly Vaishnava gentleman, Kaviraj Goswami, recorded all these events. And that's how we are now able to access all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the glory of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And to conclude, we can conclude by saying that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and, Lord Krishna and all the gopis have come down in Kali Yuga and they have done 3 things basically. If you see, analyze, constantly doing Harinam, constantly Vaishnava Seva and spreading the glories of Krishna and the holy name. And our responsibility is to follow the footsteps of these great acharyas. And mainly Swarup Damodar Goswami would be very careful not to allow any philosophical speculation to enter. So we can learn from Swarup Damodar Goswami to strictly adhere to the parampara without any deviation. Just like Swarup Damodar Goswami was very clear, Srila Prabhupada following his footsteps has given us his books, which we have to study very scrutinizingly, very carefully, so that we are not cheated, because it's very easy to get influenced by some popular opinions or some cheap sahajiya thrills, you know. It's very easy to get distracted and deviated. But Prabhupada has fortunately given us. And in fact, in the 4th canto, Puranjan pastime, Prabhupada writes very clearly that one should not look for Krishna in some bush in Vrindavan. We should look for Krishna through the instructions of the spiritual master by dedicating his life for the spiritual master's mission. So on this most auspicious occasion, we can pray to Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srimati Lalita Devi and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath that we can also strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives by making the instructions of our spiritual master as our life and soul and dedicating ourselves to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry we've gone a little beyond time. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami ki jai. Srimati Lalita Devi ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanand Devi.